Please repeat. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta.
Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta.
Radhika Paradevata.
Radhika Paradevata.
Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva.
Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva.
Kanti Sammohini Pada.
Kanti Sammohini Pada.
So this is very curious. As soon as the lecture starts, the kids leave. So, this is, now we're back to Chaitanya Charitamrita. In that fourth chapter of the Adi Leela, when Krishnadas Kaviraj dedicates the entire fourth chapter to understanding Lord Chaitanya, why Krishna appeared in order to fully appreciate Radharani, he gives a nice explanation of this verse. Please repeat. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna.
She is the central figure
for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness, to attract the all attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. I recall reading in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita that when Prabhupada was first preaching on 26 Second Avenue, the same phenomenon would occur. When they had the kirtan, the room was filled. But as soon as Prabhupada started to speak on Bhagavad Gita, many people got up and left. Let's see how Krishnadas Kaviraj, how he explains this shloka to us very nicely. The word Devi, everybody say?
Devi.
Means resplendent and most beautiful. Or else it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Lord Krishna. I like how Prabhupada puts that. Love sports. The word Krishna Mayi, everybody? Means one who's within and without is Lord Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. For somebody who is a businessman, all he sees is an opportunity for money. He sees money wherever he goes. And a lusty person, wherever he goes, oh, there's a nice attraction. Oh, isn't it? So many women, so little time. That's how a lusty man thinks. But Radharani, wherever she casts her glance, she sees Krishna. In the other book, Govinda Lilamrita, there's a section where for Krishna, you know how we say in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti? So there's a section in that book for Krishna, Radharani Sarvamiti. Everything he sees reminds him of Radha. And the same way, for Radharani, everything she sees in Vrindavan reminds her of Krishna. She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Or, Krishna Mayi means that she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with Him. Thus, Krishna Mayi has two imports. First, a person who always thinks of Krishna within and without, and who always remembers only Krishna, wherever one goes and whatever one sees, is called Krishna Mayi. Everybody say it.
Krishna Mayi.
And since Krishna's personality is full of love, His loving potency, Radharani, being non-different from Him, is also called Krishna Mayi. When I first was learning from Prabhupada about Krishna consciousness, and one of the things that really clinched the deal for me was this concept of how, because being a hippie, being a flower child of the 60s, and my favorite song, All You Need Is Love. But Prabhupada said it so nicely. Yes, but the problem is you're reposing your love in that which is not worthy to be reposed. And I had so much experience of that. Love this person, broken heart. Love that person, broken heart. Just going from one broken heart to another. But then Prabhupada said, no, give your love to Krishna. And in Atlanta, 1975, I raised my hand. Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada turned to Tamal Krishna. And Tamal Krishna repeated, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? And Prabhupada closed his eyes and he turned his head, when you love Krishna. What? He didn't say distribute books? What? Did I hear right? He said, when you love Krishna? Yes. Yes. It's there. So this idea that love of God, this really sunk it for me that yes, this Krishna consciousness, this is the real thing. This Krishna love of God. Her worship, Radharani's worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the Puranas call her Radhika. Everybody say.
Radhika.
The name Radha is derived from the root word Aradhana, which means worship. The personality who excels all in worshipping Krishna may therefore be called Radhika, the greatest servitor. As the gopis admitted during the Rasa dance, quote, truly the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought her to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. Therefore, Radharani is Parama Devata. Everybody say?
Parama Devata.
The Supreme Goddess. And she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protectress of all. And she is the mother of the entire universe. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. The word Sarva Lakshmi. Everybody say? Indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Let's delineate. What's the first opulence? Wealth, fame, strength, beauty, knowledge,
enunciation.
Aishvarasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa sriya jnana varagyoschaiva shanambhaga itingana. You know that verse too? That was probably the second verse I ever memorized. Because I always remembered that from the opening pages of Krishna book, and I really liked it. Then one day, I was distributing the Back to Godhead magazine, and there was an article of Prabhupada, and that verse was there. I said, oh, great! I'm now going to memorize that verse. And I can still remember it. Srila Prabhupada ki. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarva Kanti. Everybody say.
Sarva Kanti.
indicates that all beauty and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from her. Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani, not me and you. Oh, man. You mean I can't become Radharani? No. But you can become the servant of 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 Srimati Radharani. Is that good enough? Yes. It is definitely good enough to get to that stage. Srimati Radharani fulfills all the desires of Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of Sarvakanti. Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Yes, Krishna. She is therefore the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of that full power. The two are not different, as evidenced by the revealed scriptures. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable. Can't have one without the other. Or as fire and its heat are non-different. Can't have a cold flame. And you can't be in darkness when you have a flame. The two energies are there. Thus, Radha and Krishna are one, yet they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. To promulgate prema bhakti, devotional service in love of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya with the mood and complexion of Sri Radha. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So the final chanters before Artik will be Gopika and Krishna praying. And then we will have Artik. Did you enjoy the different narrations? Am I hired for next year?
If Krishna allows my health, then okay. I'm hired. If I'm dead, then...
So should we do this again next year?
Yeah.